It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web, www.georgenita.com. Okay, well, today, I'd like to talk about ethanol and how so many people out there do not have the facts about ethanol. And I'm talking about mechanics and technicians and even educators. Ethanol does not deteriorate and eat up your rubber and jam up your carburetor gaskets and all the whatever the boaters were having. Ethanol is actually whiskey. Now, if ethanol ate up rubber, fiberglass, plastic, and everything else, don't you think you would die if you drank it? Think about that. People need to have the facts before they go off and start telling people that ethanol is this and ethanol is that. And I've been hearing it so much that it's getting sickening. And ethanol does not give good gas mileage. That's not true. Ethanol does give good gas mileage. And that's why the big controller of the world is the oil companies. They don't want ethanol. It's a no-brainer, folks. If you were the oil company, would you like something like ethanol? Come on. And give better mileage, better performance, take your business away? No. But ethanol is good. It's clean. The exhaust is clean. The exhaust makes oxygen. The exhaust from gasoline does not make oxygen. It eats oxygen. So what's up with this? No matter what, do you want gasoline? Even if oil was not going to run out, and the gasoline will eventually kill us? Think, people. Ethanol is better. It's healthier. It's better for the world. How come a third world country like Brazil has been using it for 45 years? And they don't run E10 or 10% ethanol. They run 100%. So what's up with this? How can a third world country be ahead of us? Something's wrong. The picture is just not good. Think really hard before you vote, folks. I've talked to several people in the past week, and lots of people say, well, which of the three is the best? Which of the three is the best? I'll give you an example. And they didn't like this example when I told them this. But it's just an example. If you got three rapists, you have a 15-year-old daughter, who are you going to have hire to watch your daughter? The lesser of the three? No way. You look for somebody else. Right? Anyway, just a thought. We need to change. Obama said that, but he didn't change. We need a real change. People in office that never been in office. That's the change. Because as long as they've been in office, as long as they've been there, they know the system, they know how to play the game. We want people that don't know how to play the game. Keeping business in Hawaii. Why is the safety sticker forms and stuff like that are being made out of the state of Hawaii? Why is that? How come the state of Hawaii don't get the business? Why are we patronizing outside of the state of Hawaii? Man, this is bad stuff. Give us a call at 296-5467. And Lingo, she's showing you her colors. Every politician is a public servant. Okay, give you an example. You have a business. You want to speak to your employee. The employee refused to talk to you. What's up with that? I would say, punch the clock, you're fired. Tell me about that. I don't know. I get really upset when I see stuff like that. I want to say a special mahalo to Lana Takamoto for donating money to the show to keep the show on the air next month. A big mahalo to her. Maui Toyota for stepping up and helping with trying to keep this show on the air. And Mario Yano and Autotech Body and Fender. These people think about you. The others, I don't know. Lots and lots of them say, well, I don't want to spend on that. So much people today think about themselves and nobody else. I don't know. Gas prices are going up. And how come nobody's saying anything? 2 years ago, if the price was this much, people be screaming. Well, what choice you have? Don't buy gas? You have to. They got you over the barrel. Who's on the phone?
We have George from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, George.
Hi, George. I listen to your show all the time, and you've got some real good, solid thinking. You know, I mean, you're basically just a good thinking guy.
Thank you.
Practical. Practical man. And this ethanol thing, like you said, Brazil has been running for years on ethanol.
Right.
Now, my only disagreement with you would be that Brazil is not a third world country.
Oh, they're not
actually,
anymore.
Well, they're actually number 8 GDP. These guys are huge.
Really?
They're an economic force. Oh, yeah, you got to deal with Brazil. In terms of economies, you got to deal with Brazil. Because mm-hmm. Maybe it's because of the ethanol, George. Who knows?
I don't think so.
They may be able to run their own economy without having to depend on imports from foreign mm-hmm. places. So maybe that's what's given them some strength. But they are a fairly large world economy, and they're a force to reckon with. There's no question. They have huge natural resources. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I like your show. I like your wisdom. You're a very basic, down-home kind of guy, and you make radio really enjoyable, George.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
Okay, give us a call at 296-5467 if you got any comments, questions, whatever. Okay? And just to let you know, I've been using and experimenting with ethanol for 12 years. I have yet to see the downside. And if we had it here, I know the economy would be a lot better. There are a lot more jobs. Fuel will be a lot cheaper. If you have competition for the oil companies, they have to drop their prices. If they don't have competition, they can say what they want. If you don't like it, don't drive. So, anyway, give us a call, okay? That gas price is going up, and from what I'm hearing, it will soon be $5 a gallon. I think if you're with me for years and years and years, I've been saying $5 a gallon. It's getting there. Getting there slowly. They push the knife into your back slowly. If you know of any company that would like to buy spots on the show, give my marketing agent a call, Alan Sua. His number is 271 2911. He also has volunteered to help out get commercials so that this show can continue. And if possible, go to 2 hours instead. Let's go to calls.
We have Paul from Mililani.
Hi, Paul.
I just bought a new lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, do not fill with E85.
Okay.
We have what? We use E10, up to E10 now.
Right. Well, it's not exactly E10. Most of the fuel, you're going to find only 2%.
Of ethanol.
Yes.
But on this lawnmower, it says, do not fill with E85 fuel. Is that what the government cars use that?
E85 is 85% ethanol, and government cars all can run it, but we don't have that here.
Okay.
And
so the fuel we're buying at, the gas we're buying at the station here is okay then for this lawnmower, yeah?
Oh, yeah, depending on what brand you're using. And as far as E85, we've been running our lawnmowers and generators on E100 and no problem.
Mm.
But the only thing is, with any type of fuel, if you're not going to use that equipment, you know, regularly, and you're going to leave it for a month or so,
mm-hmm.
drain it. Run the fuel out.
I see.
Because it does get stale, and it does create problems.
Uh-huh.
And it's not the ethanol.
You know, my my old lawnmower finally conked out after about 15, 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that thing was, the fuel, I guess, got mixed up with the oil. I never did change the oil, yeah?
Oh, no.
I guess I got lazy, but one day that thing started, I cranked it up and it would just, you know, sputter, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And finally that thing just went, mock it.
Use royal purple.
But I guess you still, even in the lawnmower, you still got to change the oil too, yeah?
That's why I use royal purple. No need to change.
No need to change, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, George.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay. We have Wayne from Kapolei.
Hi, Wayne.
Oh, hi, George. I have a four-wheel drive truck that mm-hmm. I barely drive. You know, I put maybe, I don't know if I even put 500 miles a year on it. But anyway, before, you know, I used to use Synergen before, then I started putting Samurai and that fuel system cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no problem, you know, with that truck. But then, of course, now there's no Samurai and no fuel system cleaner, so I haven't put anything in it. Now I'm having trouble starting the truck.
Mm.
And, you know, I had it checked. My battery was good. The spark plugs were good. But the fuel filter was kind of dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering now that there's no Samurai and no fuel system cleaner, what do you recommend I use?
Mothballs.
Besides mothballs. Anything else besides mothballs?
P.I.
What do you think about the seafoam?
No, P.I.
What?
AMSOIL has a product called P.I. Peter I.
Yeah, P.I.
Mm-hmm.
Who carries that?
Call Mario. Yeah.
Well,
I give you his number.
Oh, okay.
497.
Wait.
You got to have pencil paper on this
show. Yeah. 497.
7739.
497-7739.
Right.
And his name is
Mario.
Mario.
Yep.
Okay, P.I.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, fuel system additive or?
Yeah, it's just like the other one that you was using.
You mean like what, the Samurai?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Hey, on the previous question about the lawnmower and using royal purple, you got to really drain out all the old oil completely before you put the.
Yeah, you drain it out as much as you can, and then fill it up with royal purple.
Oh, it's okay then. That's,
yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Okay, thanks a lot, George.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have John from Makiki.
Hi, John.
I think you have about the most worthwhile show on the radio because you're down to earth, but at the same time, you talk about important things. I really appreciate your show. Now, I have a question about my radiator. It has a brownish summer, I have it. I have the radiator flushed, and two summers ago, it was because I noticed this brown silt-like substance. And afterwards, I didn't see any for a while, but it built up again. And then last summer, same thing, and it wasn't completely cleaned out when they flushed it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it seems to be getting more and more, and it doesn't feel or smell oily to me.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like silt, like you would find at the bottom of a pond or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
What brand antifreeze?
I don't even remember what brand it was.
There. What color is it?
I don't even remember that.
Okay, have it flushed out.
Okay.
And put in 30% antifreeze.
Mm-hmm.
But use the Toyota antifreeze.
Toyota antifreeze.
The red one.
Red Toyota antifreeze.
And if you cannot get the Toyota, then get the Honda blue one.
Or Honda blue.
Right.
30%.
Right.
Okay, what is that brownie substance? Any idea?
It could be separation of the coolant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We are going to a break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Pfluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimokee, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob is doing great, George. I told you last week, just don't panic. Something always happens.
I found out.
But today, you know what shocked me? Is how many commercials they run with lawyers, trying to get people to file lawsuits. And it came to my attention because the other morning I'm watching, and guess what? There's a commercial that says, if you've owned a Toyota and you've been in an accident or a family member has died in an accident, call this 800 number for consultation so we can put you in a class action lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that amazing. That is, of course, now you have hard economic times. So what's going to happen?
All the wolves come out.
Right. People are going to go, oh, yeah, that's right. I did run into my garage accidentally when my gas pedal stuck. I tell you, this thing is just, it's getting a life of its own. But, you know, other than that, and then you're right, and you're talking about people running for office. Now, I'm fascinated by watching the Democratic Party feed on themselves. You know, like they're running ads
mm-hmm.
to say, don't vote for Charles DeJoo. Doesn't say who to vote for in the Democratic Party. Just whatever you do, don't vote for this guy. Vote for one of our guys. And it's like you said, if the three guys are all bad, but they're telling you, doesn't matter. Just pick one of them. And, you know, then you read into it, and I find out that, you know, Dan Inouye gave money to Ed Case, but the party wants to support the Speaker of the House and all this stuff. And it just shows you, it's just politics.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a common cause. So you would think the party would just unite. They would just go in and say, okay, you know, this is what we stand for, and just go out and run and let the people decide.
Right.
but they sit in the back rooms. Okay, I'm going to give this guy the money, you know, and then we'll make this deal, we'll make that deal. And at the end of the day, what do we have? Exactly what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I got that off my chest. I could breathe easier, and you can hear my throat's a little scratchy, so I'm going to end early today. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Rob. Oh, that's good. His throat was scratchy. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Mario has a lock that goes into your trailer hitch that I think is fantastic. Give him a call at 497-7739. It's a lock safe that you can put your key or money or whatever when you go to the beach or if you want to carry a spare. It's a good idea. Okay? So, anyway. If you have an idea or sponsors that would be interested in sponsoring the show, give Alan Sua a call. His number is 271-2911. Okay? And we're trying to keep the show on the air, but times are hard, and I know it's hard for everybody, but I had one person that really stepped forward. It was Maui Toyota, Damian Farias. Always steps forward. Even when I was trying to do the Junior Dragster program way back, he stepped forward and bought the first Junior Dragster for the kids. Okay, so, and Lana Takamoto donated money towards the show. Fantastic. Okay, who's next?
We have George from Kamuela.
Hi, George.
Hey, George. I love the show, as always. I asked my automotive question first. You know, there's an anti-rust product. I think it's called Jasco. Can you put that on your the drums of the rear brakes? You know how you have the big frisbee drum? You know how they rust up every so often?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to prevent that or just let that go? It's not going to bother the car if it rusts.
The rust on the outside of the drum?
Yeah. You know, it seems to be as the car gets older, it's going to start to have all that build up. And
well, it's supposed to be painted.
Oh.
Long ago, in the 50s and 60s,
yeah.
The manufacturers had a lot of integrity and a lot of quality. They would paint it.
Right.
Today, they don't care.
Yep.
So get some high heat paint and paint it.
Okay, I'll do that. Another question. Well, I'm still trying to figure out this jobless recovery anyway. Is there a way that people can create some type of ethanol partnership, people that can come in with money and then later on they can have like discounts at the station, or you have to go through all this red tape even to develop the ethanol here?
Well, we have a corporation called 50 Estate Ethanol.
Yeah.
And we do sell shares.
Okay.
And we're looking for major investors because there's so much red tape with the state,
right,
that we need to go on a what do you call? Own the land basis.
Yeah. I understand, yeah. So, and then there's other things. You know, people got to understand, every summer, even if there's demand on the gas or whatever, we still get the knife in the back. Like you said, these gas prices are going to go up anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then it's like you said, they're going to get you used to that number or whatever. Pretty soon, it's going to be more expensive to go to work. You cannot afford to go to your job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing I'm trying to figure out is, you know, they make it so unreasonable even to get to work. So now what you going to do? So everybody's going to be beach people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so. You know, there's a guy on the mainland,
yeah,
that was experimenting with ethanol 100%.
Yeah.
And I've been saying, conservative, you would get triple your gas mileage.
Right.
You know, he came up and redid his computer system and modified his car. It's a V8 88 yeah. Mustang.
Right.
His gas mileage is 110 miles a gallon.
Oh.
110 miles a gallon.
Hey, that's what we need. Forget the battery-powered cars, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So,
amazing. That guy is a wizard.
Yeah, and the other thing is this ethanol argument. They always come out against it saying, we need to make food for just the people. The corn has to be given to the third world country. People don't understand. We can cultivate the product needed for the ethanol, plus we can grow our own food, you know. It's not one or the other.
Well, Hawaiian sugar cane, for everybody's information,
right,
makes the best ethanol.
See? Yeah, sugar is the best.
Yes. And once the Grand Prix racers and the NASCAR racers find out about Hawaiian sugarcane ethanol,
we're going to be the bomb.
They're going to buy it. We're not going to have any for ourselves.
Yeah, see, so that's the thing. It's like you said, if we need the jobs, I don't know what they're waiting for. We can't be waiting for this stupid rail. We get the $1 billion grant, and that's only going to pay the state and county guys their guaranteed pensions. It ain't going to go to the workers.
No.
So it's like you keep saying, the people got to wake up.
That's right.
So, maybe. Thank you for your show, and as soon as we can get some money together, we're going to try to sponsor.
Okay.
Okay, take care, George.
Mahalo.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Brian from Kapolei.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, George. Great show as always. A couple of questions. If I want to store my car on my driveway for like about 6 months to a year, what should I do and not do for that?
Well, you should keep the battery alive.
Okay.
And you should run a wire from the frame, bare metal frame, to a water pipe.
Oh, for grounding?
Yes, you need to ground the car. And you got to make sure the battery's alive.
Oh, that keeps it alive, so I don't need to start it every so often?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
And call Mario, and he has a gizmo that will keep the gasoline from going bad.
Okay, like an additive kind of thing?
Yeah, his number is 497.
Uh-huh.
7739.
Okay. What about my tires?
Spray them with silicone. That's it.
In
and out. But not on a thread.
It's not going to go out around and just sitting there.
No. That's old-fashioned tires.
I lost you on the tires. What about the silicone, George?
You spray on the sidewalls, not on the thread.
Oh, spray it on the side.
Yeah.
Any particular brand you recommend?
CRC.
CRC. Okay, I think, have I seen that at Walmart or?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the whole thing? Okay, and what does that do? Prevents from cracking?
Yes.
Okay, what about the inside wall?
That's two.
Oh, both sides?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you can, make some vinyl covers for the tire.
Okay, what for?
Well, protect them against the sun.
Okay. Now, between 6 months and a year, will the tires glue there and get flat?
It shouldn't.
Okay, just keep, okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Great. Okay, I have a comment on your sponsors. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a pretty, call it as it is person, but if you got these dealerships sponsoring your future show possibly, how can you still be non-biased in your comments about cars and whatnot?
I still am.
Hey.
Okay.
George, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, George. Real quick, tires. We talked this topic before. My wife just bought a 2010 Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the salesman. The car's 3 weeks old. And I told him, the tire pressure. So we checked it. It was 30 pounds. He says it says right on the door. When you open the door, it says right on the decal, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then the tires came in the car. But look on the tires. It says maximum pressure 44 PSI. Which is the right one? The tire.
44.
Right? Yeah. But he's telling me, oh, no, this is what it is for. I just thought, okay. But I know what, like my boy says, you're a cult. You're a cult leader. We all got to follow you. Second, gas on Molokai. I was up there last week. $4.65 for regular at the Rollins Chevron.
Right? Holy moly.
And the diesel is cheaper. I don't know why, but a lot of people buy a diesel truck, I guess over here because all the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $4.65 per gallon.
Wow.
And in the lesson, you know, you tell us patronize your sponsors. Yeah. You know, I live in Waikiki. I mean, I work in Waikiki, and after work, I stop by Billy's place. But, you know, he doesn't have the B44K, the BG44K. And I talked to the cashier, and she says he's kind of fading away on the automotive products. Can you talk to him about that? I mean,
okay.
I bought my oil from him, but
I'll talk to him.
Yeah, several times I couldn't find the BG44K. So, you know, maybe just out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know it's time for a break, so I'll thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay.
Good.
Is it time for break?
Good. It's a time for break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409. I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editor of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts. Maui Toyota on Maui and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and for those of you that saw that news article on the Toyota that loses control, did you see that? The one that the SUV that started to swerve, the back end started to swerve? Well, if you enlarge that segment, and look at it. Somebody lowered the tire pressure on the rear tires, and when you lower the tire pressure, the cars become unstable. They get wobbly. And this is why I've been recommending the higher pressure. The higher pressure keeps the car stable. If you want to try an experiment, get on a big open road, lower your tire pressure down to 30 pounds, like they say, and try it. Go down the road and, you know, whip the steering wheel left and right and see what happens to the back. But make sure you're not going fast, because you will find that the car, the truck, or anything will kind of lose control. Okay? I don't know why they're trying to break down Toyota. Maybe because they're number one. But that's not the way to do it. If it was true, then it's okay. But when you're making up problems, that's not good. Like a throttle. How many people in the state of Hawaii had the problem with Toyota throttle sticking? Nobody. Why is it just the mainland? Is it a setup? I believe it is. Because it just doesn't fit right. Anyway, we call it like we see it, and you go think about it. Give me a call at 296-5467. Okay, if you have any questions or comments to make, or whatever. What happened to that guy from Habilitat? He was supposed to call in, but he never called. Anyway. Fire in the garages. You have to be careful, folks. Cars do catch fire because of the computer. The computer is always on, even when the car is off. So, maybe a good idea to put a sprinkler system in the garage if you have a house where the garage is connected to the house. And most homes are, single-family homes are like that. And if so, it's like, if you have it like that, call Action Plumbing and have him install a sprinkler system for you. Action Plumbing's number is 478-6651. Okay? 478-6651. Now, if you got a new car, and lots of you are buying new cars, I recommend waxing it with the IBIZ wax. And you can get it from Todd. Todd will have it in about a week. And you can call Todd at 294-8500. Or you can call Harvey Maeda on Kauai. Harvey has it. Harvey's number is 245-6523. Okay? Harvey also sells Royal Purple. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Terry from Honolulu.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing good. Enjoying my day off. I'm calling to tell you that I want to thank you for your advice that you gave me a few months ago. I was the fellow that called concerning the problem with my Pontiac with the reprogramming of the engine calibration and the transmission calibration, ECM, TCM.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember me?
Yes.
Okay, so I took your advice, and I went down to the dealer that you recommended. I won't mention any name. And they had no problem reflashing the ECM, TCM. And so my gas mileage has gone back up to about 20 in the city and about 22 combined city and highway.
Good.
Thank you once again.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. And also the advice on the octane rating for the... Mm-hmm. I was wondering, you said that the octane ratings that are posted on the pumps are not actually the true rating.
Right.
But what I was wondering is, if you buy a premium rating, would that more like reflect an 87?
The premiums have been going between 89 and 87, yes.
Okay. All right, well, thank you once again.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. And if you have a question about your car, comment, whatever, and we'll see if we can help you. Okay? Gas prices are going up, and I recommend using mothballs if you cannot get any octane boosters. Octane boosters are expensive, and the higher the octane, the better the gas mileage. But the mothballs, the ones that have the ingredient naphthalene, is the one I recommend. Okay? If you look on all the expensive octane boosters, the ingredient is naphthalene, 100%. But mothballs is cheaper, and there's no residue, and it will never damage your car. I think Wanda's picked up a owner's manual for a Porsche one day, and she read in there that the Porsche manual said if only substandard fuel is available, to use mothballs. So, there you go. Who's on the line?
Okay, we have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
How's it going?
Okay.
I've been wanting to mention that public announcement for anti-drinking is a really well-made one. I don't know who did that, but it's very, very good, and I'm glad that you play it every time on your show. Also, I was wondering if you know of anything that, or heard of anything that muffler companies might put on your mufflers, your pipes or muffler or something to make it rust. I had an instance where my muffler, my pipe right before the muffler, a new one I put on, and a muffler that was put on, both rotted through real quick. And when I looked at them, they were rusting from the outside, not from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And when I felt around on the thing to see if I could feel any air coming out, any exhaust coming out, my fingers lined up exactly with the holes, that were sort of over the top of the pipe and stuff. You ever heard of anything that can be put on there that would rust the stuff from the outside like that?
The rusting is because the muffler is not coated well.
Yeah, this is rusting from the outside, and there's like fingerprints almost that you can see that somebody put something on there.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is deliberate,
It could be. It could be acid.
Yeah. I was just wondering if they had something that they must have had gloves on or something and put some kind of
acid on.
Acid paste or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just wondering if you had heard of anybody doing that kind of stuff.
No, what kind of muffler did you put on?
Well, I had a lifetime warranty thing, and they've been messing around and putting the wrong kind of muffler on, but the muffler had, it was just a cheap cherry bomb or something they called it, and the rust was all up on the top, right, where somebody would have took and wiped something, If you have rust that's going to, from standing water on the inside, it's going to stand down on the bottom and rust
right
out on the bottom, not the top of the muffler, kind of thing. Anyway, just people may want to be aware of, they got holes and stuff in their pipes, watch where they're at, examine that. Okay,
thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Clyde from Wahewa.
Hi, Clyde.
Hi, George. I got a couple of questions concerning a recent purchase I had with a 1995 Toyota Corolla station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I did was it was kind of running rough. I changed all the electrical parts, spark plug, wire, distributor cap, loader.
Mm-hmm.
I changed the air filter, gas filter, and it still seems to be running kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
It seems almost like it's really sharp, missing.
Mm-hmm.
It almost seems like electrical is like shut off and put on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there's anything I can do by myself as a home
What kind of gas you been running on that?
Okay, the guy that I bought the car from, I asked him what kind of grade he was using, and he said he was using 87.
Okay, get a compression tester and take compression tests.
Uh-huh.
My guess is one of the pistons is burnt.
Okay.
That is really common today when people use the 87 or the middle grade, 89. Uh-huh. Both of them are below minimum for any engine to run. And it will melt the piston.
Oh, really?
Yes. We're seeing a lot of them. And a lot of people try to sue, but you can't do anything. The attorney's fee is higher than the engine.
Right. Yeah, I tried using the higher octane fuel, the premium grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I also used the 44K engine enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to have helped somewhat.
Mm.
But I noticed as the tank kind of emptied out, and then I refilled with super gasoline again.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like the problem came back.
Mm. Try taking compression.
Okay.
Yeah. Or if you can get a plastic plier, while the engine is running, pull the plug off. Pull the plug wire off, and then you will know. Because the one that you pull off, the idle will not change. And then you know which cylinder is the one.
Okay. So the regular spark plug wire remover?
Yeah, they have a plastic one.
Handle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And then you can take compression on that cylinder, and my guess is, like I said, there's a hole in the piston.
And that would cause that sharpness?
Yeah. Eventually, the car will stall. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you. Okay. Well, give us a call at 296-5467, folks. Oh, we're going to break again.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Ryan from Kapolei.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, George. Last week and today also, you talked about mothballs. What's the recipe for that? I don't think we just put like 5 balls in our gas tank, right? Can you
No.
share the recipe?
It's 5 per gallon.
5 mothballs per gallon?
Mm-hmm.
And we just put it in our gas tank?
Right.
And that's it?
That's it.
Someone was telling me that I gotta like melt it in a gas can first and then pour it in.
Yeah, some people do that, but I find crushing it into a powder form, putting a funnel on there, and pouring it down with a little bit of gas is easier.
Oh, okay, okay. So I don't have to melt it down first in a can.
No.
Just five. What? My gas tank is 10 gallons.
Then 50.
The car.
About 50.
So same thing, 5 mothballs.
50 mothballs to that tank.
Oh, 50?
Yep.
50.
Right.
Oh, how many come in a box when you buy it?
No, it's 50 because it's 5 mothballs per gallon, right? And you said you had 10 gallons, so times it by 5.
Oh, 5 mothballs per gallon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, about 100 comes in a box.
Okay. And I can put all 50 all at one time?
That's it.
It's not going to, like, clog my...
No. It dissolves real fast.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, who's next?
We have John from Honolulu.
Hey, John.
Hi. You mentioned before that the computer in the car is always running even when the ignition shut off.
Right.
Right. I was just wondering, what happens when they change the battery? What happens to the computer?
Nothing. It's okay.
So when they put in a new battery, the computer starts up again and everything's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's no problem. If I have a battery changed, there's no problem as far as resetting the computer or anything.
No. As long as you put it back the same way, negative to negative, positive to negative. But if you reverse the order...
Wait, what was that? Positive to negative?
No, positive to positive and negative to negative.
Right. I see. So it doesn't affect the computer, in other words, as long as it's... put in the same way.
Right, but if you switch it around, then you have a problem.
Then it kills it.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Frank from Kapahulu.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, George. I really enjoy your show. Thanks for your feedback. I got 3 quick questions for you.
Okay.
The mothballs, are they like the size of peas or the size of marbles?
Marbles.
Okay, so that's the 50, because I've seen them a little bit smaller. All right. The next question is, I'm rebuilding, or in the process of rebuilding, a two-stroke twin-cylinder motor
mm-hmm.
for an aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering what kind of lubrication I would use on the pistons when I'm getting ready to put the new pistons in the motor.
Okay.
To glide it in maybe a little bit easier, you know.
Yeah. Give it a light coat of like 30 weight motor oil.
Something really thin, huh?
Yeah, just smear it across.
Okay.
But don't put it on the rings.
Don't put it on the rings, okay. Put it on the walls of the cylinder or on the piston?
Yeah, on the walls of the cylinder, you wipe it on there real just so that it has a film.
Right.
But on the skirt of the piston, you put just same way. But on the ring, it's dry.
Okay, all right. And then the last question is, I have an opportunity to change the ignition from whatever it is to a CDI, and I don't even know what a CDI is.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could tell me.
A CDI is a transistorized ignition, and if you give MSD a call, it's Mary, Sam, David.
Okay.
And ask for Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And he can help you with the best electronic ignition you will ever have.
Well, this is a two-cylinder aircraft, two-stroke engine.
So yeah.
They might have something for that.
Oh, that guy Todd is a wizard.
Okay, well, that's it.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling. Okay.
Okay, before you get to that next caller, you know your marketing person, Alan, called,
mm-hmm.
and he said that you gave out the wrong number. And I told him to come on and give out the right number, but...
What's the right number?
I only got the 27129, and I don't know what the rest of it was, because I stopped writing. I told him, you would tell him online, but I guess he had to go.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, now we have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, George. You know, talking about the computer,
mm-hmm.
When you take off the battery, you know how your alarm, how the thing makes a little beep, and
mm-hmm.
you turn it on or off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing doesn't do that now that we change the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that I can fix that and make the thing still locks with the power lock, but it doesn't beep the horn now?
Hmm. But it was beeping before you changed the battery?
Yeah, right.
Hmm. What brand alarm do you have?
Oh, I don't know. I never looked at, you know, to see what kind of brand it is.
A lot of the alarms are real fragile, and a lot of times It won't work.
Wow, for just changing the battery?
Well, if it's a cheapy one, yes. But the better alarms, they don't get affected.
Or the battery alarm shouldn't get affected?
No.
So it could be maybe it's old already?
Mm-hmm.
So how can I fix that? Would I have to change it?
You have to change the alarm. You don't fix it because it's not worth fixing.
Okay, so then just leave it as long as your door still locks.
Yeah. As long as the alarm works, that's okay.
Okay, also on those mothballs,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you wouldn't advise putting it in a gas can and putting a little bit of gas in it?
No.
Pour it in and then pour in the gas?
No.
And the reason is why?
Well, it's dangerous. Because you're making your gasoline more explosive with the mothballs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
So okay, it's so best put it in the car.
Now, there's some cars that you can't put it in the gas tank, or in all cars you should be able to?
All cars. If you crush it up into powder form, put a little funnel in there, and pour the powder form in, and just give a couple squirts of gasoline, it'll go down.
And how do you crush yours up?
I use ethanol.
Oh, you use ethanol?
Yes.
And then you pour it in with the
I don't use mothballs. I use ethanol. When I run out of ethanol, I'll be back to mothballs.
Oh, so your ethanol acts like your mothballs?
Yeah.
Because it boosts the octane as much as the mothballs?
Yeah. No, the ethanol is stronger than the mothballs.
Oh, so it boosts up higher then?
Oh, yeah.
And which additive is the cheapest that you found that works good?
What additive?
Additive for the gas.
There's no cheap additive for the gas.
They're all pretty expensive.
Yes, that's why I recommend the mothballs. And that's why I'm trying to push ethanol, because if we go with ethanol, then all these other additives, like fuel cleaners and stuff, become obsolete. Because the ethanol is a cleaner.
Oh, the ethanol would be the cleaner.
Yes.
And that's why these companies don't want the ethanol in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would drive their fuel additives out of business.
You got it.
Okay, George, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Elvis from Waipahu. I was going to say Graceland.
Oh, Elvis.
Yes, sir.
How's it?
Yeah, I got a problem.
Okay.
Do you know how I can get parts for 67 balance, like harmonic balancer and parts for taillights like that? I get hard time finding those things.
Try checking with J.C. Whitney.
J.C. Whitney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm more familiar with those old cars than mm-hmm. I was with modern cars today.
J.C. So Whitney might have it, you know.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll try to check with it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, one more.
Correction on Alan's phone number. You did have it right. I don't know why Alan called me. He said somebody else was calling him and saying something, so.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
That's it?
Well, you want to go to Dennis real fast?
Okay.
Yeah, I just wondered what the difference in compression would be when you have like a hole in the piston you're talking about.
When you do four cranks, it has to go over 75 pounds. And if it doesn't go, it's hurt.
If you get, I think I get between 200 and 180, so no hole in the piston. Right?
Yeah, then be okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to thank all of the people that called in and make the show. And, you know, without the listeners, the show is nothing. It's you, the people, that make it. Just like our government and just like our country, America. It's the people that make it great. Not the politicians, folks. Control the politicians. Don't let them control you. Take care of each other, and I'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.